Good morning, Drift Run Church. Merry Christmas to you all, by the way. God bless. I know it isn't Christmas Day yet, but it's soon fast approaching. And God bless every one of you. It's good to have you out here this morning to join in the service today. If you would, turn your Bibles to Galatians, the fourth chapter and the fourth verse. And when you find it, please stand in honor of God's word and read it with me. Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Let me read that again. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, or born of a woman, and made under the law. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, we come with thanksgiving in our heart, Lord. We want to thank You for the opportunity that we have to stand before You in God's house, Lord, behind the sacred desk. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that You would bless the hearts that are represented here today. I pray that You would open them up, Lord. And, Father, I pray, Father, that You would give me a message this morning that was relevant, that would touch hearts, Lord. And, Father, we will not help but give You the praise, give You the glory for it all. For, Father, we can't do nothing without You. And we thank You, and we give You all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Before I forget it, before I move on, I'd like to thank the church for the fruit basket and for all that you've done down through the year. I'd like to thank you for all that. Thank you so much for the cards that we received and all that. And I'm just going to wish you a Merry Christmas here this morning. I know we didn't get cards to everyone because if we did, we'd forget somebody. And we just don't want to do that. But I want to thank my church family and God bless each and every one of you this morning. You know, one of the things most common question right now that people probably are asking everybody is this: are you ready for Christmas yet? And the biggest reason someone's asking that, there's probably two reasons, is, and one of them is that they've got all their gifts purchased and they're just wanting to rib you. Or they're just kind of like me, and you know what? They're just, misery loves company, and you just want to wait to the last minute to go out to try to find something. And you put it off to the last possible minute. You know, some may call it prognostication, or however they say that, and say, you know what? And some may call it being cheap. But you know what? I believe that, you know what? You go out at the last minute, sometimes you get a better deal. Sometimes you get a better price than what you're looking for, whatever it may be. But some people wait to the last minute. Now, I want to tell you, I'm not waiting. You know what I'm waiting on? I'm waiting on the right gift to fall into my lap at the right price at the right time. That's all it is. There's nothing more or nothing less about that. And I want to honestly be honest with you this morning. I basically have to buy one gift, and that gift's for Tank. That's basically what I've got to buy. And this is how the conversation goes around the house every year, guys. This is how it goes. Honey, what do you want for Christmas? And this is usually her, this has been the same thing since we got married. I said, what do you want for Christmas? And her answer is always the same. Now, Dave, you know that whenever you ask me to be your wife, I got the greatest gift that I could ever get. Isn't that right, guys? You get the same answer? Mike, give me two thumbs up back here, by the way, Blenda. But why I'm saying that for is, you know, and none of that's true, by the way. I hope you understand that I'm just ribbing her and ribbing you guys this morning. But you know what? I say that to say this morning. You know, God, there are times, you know what, that we wait till the last minute, that we wait till the last possible minutes maybe to go out to buy that gift. I want you to consider something this morning. The scripture that I read to you this morning is, but when the fullness of time, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son. I preached last Sunday night on that unspeakable gift for you that was here. And I spoke about the perfect Christmas tree. And you're looking at it right here. This is the perfect Christmas tree right here. And the gift that was put underneath it was so unspeakable, was so unfathomable, that you know what they said, you couldn't even talk about it. Words cannot describe the gift that God sent to mankind. I'm here to tell you this morning that God sent that gift at just the right time for mankind. Do you agree with me this morning? just the right time. It couldn't have happened a day or an hour earlier or 100 years earlier or a century earlier. It couldn't have happened any later than that. God sent His Son at just the right time for mankind. That's what He did. Paul's telling you, God planned it out to the T. He made it to the T. You know, I praise God. God who never early, God's never late. Praise God, He is always on time. No matter what we think, no matter how we think, what we may think, well, God, where are you? God, why haven't you done this? God, why haven't you worked? I'm here this morning to tell you God is on time. He will work whenever it is His time. That's what it is. God sent forth His Son. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then heirs of God through Christ. You should be shouting the house down this morning because of that scripture. Praise God. When God sent Him right on time into this world, we no longer were just Gentiles in this world like we are. Praise God, we became part of the family of God. And I praise God for that this morning, that unspeakable gift that He gave us was sent right on time to every individual in this church this morning. You should be shouting the house down today. Amen. Praise God. God had a plan. And I want to tell you this morning that absolutely, positively nothing was going to interfere in that plan. No matter what we may think or no matter what they may have thought back then, Herod may have thought that he was going to get a hold of Jesus. He was never going to touch Him. Never was He going to touch Him because God had a plan. Every historical event that happened up to that point in time was God working the chess pieces. That's what had happened. And I want to get, when the fullness of time had come, He put that plan into motion just at the right time. God fulfilled His purpose. Just at that right moment, God sent His Son to redeem us. And Galatians 1:4 tells us this, who gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God, our Father. I want us to look at why this was the right time this morning. I want us to just open up our minds a little bit and why was this the right time? We've all read the stories in Luke. We read it in Matthew this morning of the birth of Jesus Christ. We've all read those stories. But what makes that time the right time? Why was it the right time? Have you ever thought about why it didn't take place 100 years before? Or why it didn't take place 1,000 years before? Why did it happen on this Christmas night, whenever the Bible says it was? First off, it made you think. I want you to think of something that maybe has nothing you've never thought about for Christmas. I want you to think about the Tower of Babel. And you say, well, what's that got to do with Christmas? I'm going to explain to you why God said it was the right time. You know, you've all heard the story of the Tower of Babel, where mankind thought that they were going to be equal with God, and that they were going to build this great city, and how that they were going to build a tower that was going to reach the sky. And how that and thus doing this, they were disobeying God. God told them to go out into the world. He said, go out into the world and multiply and replenish the earth. Well, they congregated and thought, no, we're going to build a city. And we're going to do it right here. This is where we're going to live, God. We're not going to pay attention to you. And said they all spoke one language. They all spoke one dialect. And God said, no. God said, let's go down and there confound their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So that the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth. And they left off to build a city. Every person went out into the world and they spoke a different language after that. And you say, what's that got to do with God's plan? It's got everything to do with it. What happened next? Alexander the Great come along. And whenever Alexander the Great come along, do you realize he conquered all the known world in 10 years? He conquered all the known world in 10 years. And do you know what he did whenever he conquered all the world? You know what language he spread? He spread Greek language. Everywhere that they went, every place that his chariots went, people learned Greek. Why is that important, Dave? Because whenever the gospel went out, it had to go out to people that understood it all over the world. Praise God, that's why it was. Alexander the Great thought that he was doing it for his own power. God used him just like a chess piece. He used him to get what he needed done, to spread the word of God. That's why it was important that Alexander the Great come along. Well, you said, Jesus was born during the time of Rome. Oh, yes. And God used them just as well. You know what Rome did? Rome built the infrastructure, built all the roads to all over the known world at the time. Why? Because it wouldn't have done a bit of good if the message was there and it couldn't get out. Praise God, the world could understand it in Greek, and God made a way for the message to get out to the whole world. Praise the Lord tonight. I want to tell you, God made a way, and in fullness of time, God sent His Son to this earth. And whenever He sent Him, praise God, I want to tell you this morning, whenever He sent His Son to this world, the world was ready for a Savior. Praise the Lord. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son to a world that needed Him. Psalms 22:28. For the kingdoms is the Lord's, and He is the governor among all the nations. I'm here to tell you, God is the one that is in control of everything to this day. And I want to go back to the Tower of Babel. I want to tell you something here this morning, and this is something that I believe, okay? We're all out here in the world today. We all need to get along. We all need to come together as people. We all need to do this as nations. We all need to do this. That's what they did at the Tower of Babel. Do you not understand that? One of these days, God's going to bring the world together, but it's going to be whenever Jesus comes back and Jesus will be ruler. If mankind does it today, it'll never be done right. Never. Because they want to do it the way man, the spirit of man wants to think that man is the way. Man is the answer. Man will never be the answer. I believe it's part of the last day's judgment, and that's just my little humble opinion. That they want the world to come together again. That they want us to live in peace, 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 peace. The Bible said, brother said, I said this Wednesday night, if you go back and say, whenever the angels pronounced it, peace on earth, goodwill to man, it wasn't to every man on the face of the earth. It was only to those that believed the will of God. It was only to them. It's what it was talking about. It wasn't talking about to the whole world. I'm here to tell you tonight, listen to me. Man will never let it be. They learned the Greek. They learned the Greek language. It was spread that way. They learned the way the Romans built the roads so they could spread it. They had a common language to get it out there then. That's why it was at the fullness of time. That's why Jesus was born the way that He was. And we all know about the taxation part over in Luke. It said the whole world should be taxed. That's what it wasn't actually a tax that they went and collected that night. You all know that, don't you? It was a census. It was like me and you going to the assessor's office is what it was like. And what they did, that Caesar Augustus, he had done three of those in his time. And this was the last one. You don't think God wasn't working? You don't think God was? This was the last census to be taken. And God said, and God made a way. You know what? Mary and Joseph were in Nazareth. That baby couldn't be born in Nazareth because the prophet said he must be born in Bethlehem. There had to be a way to get him there. And lo and behold, praise God, there come this census. And God said, I'll make a way to get my son born where he needs to be born. Praise God, at the time whenever it was right, Jesus come into this world. Praise the Lord this morning. Believe that, you know what? You don't believe that God's hand was not all over this? It was all over it. I want to tell you something else this morning here. I don't know what you're here today. And I haven't felt good the last couple of days. And I thought, Lord, you know, you're going to have to help me with this morning. But, you know, praise God, I He has helped. And I want to tell you something here this morning. You're not here this morning by happenstance. The fullness of time is here for you this morning. You know that? It is. You're here this morning because God has ordained you to be here this morning. The 23rd of December, 2018, you're studying in Drift Run Church this morning for a reason. And your fullness of time, God has come. And He said, fullness of time has come. for you maybe here this morning. And it's your day. Today is the day of salvation. Today is, for you, today is the day of salvation. If the Lord is dealing with you this morning, if God is dealing with you this morning, today is the day of salvation for you. Oh, what a wonderful time. What a marvelous, wonderful time it would be to come to know Jesus right around His birthday. I love the songs they were saying, Noel, Noel, look what God has done. Amen. Bless. Good job, Olivia. Good job. Noel, Christmas, it's Christmas. Look what God has done. As Mike had sung this morning, he said, you know what? He had the birthday. You've got the gift this morning. You got it. His Son come into the world, and His Son come into this world to live and to die for you and I. And praise God, He's still alive today. He's still alive today. Well, they hung Him on that cross. I don't care. He's still alive today. I can feel it in my heart. I feel it in my heart all the time. I feel the Holy Spirit moving in my heart from time to time. I feel that Spirit moving, and I feel Him moving in my heart. I know He's alive. I don't have to go to Israel to see the empty tomb. I don't have to go to the 50 different seminars to find out what it's about. I know what it's about this morning. The day that I got saved, the Holy Spirit come into my life, and praise God, it dwells in my life to lead, guide, and direct me. I know I'm saved this morning. There's no doubt in my mind. Praise God, I've got the unspeakable gift. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. You know what? There's not a person in here that could live by the Ten Commandments without the blood of Jesus Christ in your life. You could live by the law, you can hang the Ten Commandments up on your walls, and you can read them, and you could try to live by them. But I'm here to tell you, it won't get you to heaven. It takes the blood of Jesus. Amen. The fullness of time. The fullness of time has come. He was born in Bethlehem on the night that He was born because God ordained that that is the night that He would be born. So the ultimate message could get out and the ultimate price could be paid. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, if you cannot see God's hand all over it, I know I'm a history nut sometimes, but whenever I look at it, and I look at it through the eyes of God and through the eyes of the Scripture, I see history. I see how God worked. I see what He had done. I see how that He made it possible. From the fullness of time had come. Praise God this morning. Aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful this morning? I got gifts under the tree, and I'm thankful for that, but I'm more thankful for Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm thankful for my wife and for my family, but I am so thankful for Jesus Christ. Amen. He done something for me that no one could do. No one can do. Man, I love her, and she's done so much for me, but she couldn't do what Jesus did. He took away the sin. He took away the nonsense that was in my life. And set my feet upon a solid rock one day. And I know that no matter what, I can get home one of these days. I can make it home. My home's not down on Medina. You know that, don't you? That's a temporary place to dwell. That's just temporary. One of these days, somebody else is going to have that place. They will. You can try. Somebody else will have your stuff. Somebody else will have your place. But praise God, the only thing that is eternal is what Jesus Christ does in your life. The only thing. I'm here this morning to tell you the fullness of time. It may be your time this morning. It may be your time. And Jesus Christ is here for you. He's here. He lives. He lives. You ask me how I know He lives? Because He lives within my heart. What a song. What a song. Belinda, come get a song for me, please.